Uber announced that it's moving to Oakland, California. The new headquarters east of San Francisco will house 2,000 to 3,000 employees in the former 350,000-square-foot Sears building downtown. Once they've moved in, the company will be the largest employer in Oakland that's not a government agency or a hospital. According to the Oakland Tribune, Uber won't move in until 2017. And not all of their new neighbors are busy baking welcoming pies yet. Many people took to Twitter to complain about what Uber's move might mean for gentrification of Oakland and about the fear of Oakland changing in some of the not so great ways that San Francisco has changed as a result of the sharing economy. All this week, we've been talking about Xcode Ghost, the malware infecting iOS apps. At first, it seemed that this was not a big issue, and all the malware stories we hear on a daily basis have definitely had a boy crying wolf effect on our interest in this one. Yesterday, we clarified that Apple had not said that only a small number of apps were infected with Xcode Ghost. What they said was that there was only a small number that they knew of. According to researchers at FireEye, more than 4,000 apps are infected, and the effects of the malware might be a lot more dangerous than we previously assumed. We originally thought this was only a problem in the Chinese app store, but now we're learning that some of these apps are used with devices like security cameras, for example, that are made by Chinese manufacturers but sold in the United States. I'm not saying that I only care if this is a U.S. problem, but what I do think is that this story is still developing and there's a lot that we still don't know yet. Speaking of iOS, the first update for iOS 9 is available and it fixes some problems users were having with setup assistant, alarms, timers, video stills, and more. iOS 9.0.1 is available now. Microsoft has issued an apology for the Skype outage on Monday. They said the glitch was due to a larger-than-usual configuration change, which some versions of Skype were unable to process correctly and caused forced disconnections from the network. Skype's free services were affected, but as they've reminded us several times, Skype for Business was not impacted. The outage lasted for about 15 hours. The New York Times is reporting that ebook sales have slipped in the U.S. while sales of paper books have stayed steady. The data comes from the Association of American Publishers. Now, early digital book predictions claimed 2015 was the year that ebooks would overtake print, but so far that has not happened. Now, if ebooks have replaced paper books in your life, we want to hear from you. I posted this earlier on our Facebook page, and Paul wrote, "I love to listen to books on Audible, but also I love to display books on my bookshelves for people to look at and look through at my house." You can comment on the story at our Facebook page at facebook.com/technewstonight.